Everybody out there, fans of the African beat, I want to take this opportunity to welcome you again to another splendid day on your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Well, today it's gonna be an emotional day for me because after 17 years of serving you as your host and producer of African Beat, well, I tell you, today is going to be my final day on this show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Well, it's my final day on the show, but not my final day on the job, okay? Because African Beat will cease from today, and you will be having the African music mix in place. But something good is coming, something new is cooking, something big is coming for you and from this voice. But I just want to express my sincere thanks and gratitude to all of you who have been with me from day one in 2006, in 2006, 2006, up to this day in 2023 with this great African Beat show. You have journeyed with me, you have cried with me, you have laughed with me, we have celebrated together on this great show. But African Beat, this is the final play. All right, it is the final play. I want to say again, thank you very much across the continent, across the globe, wherever you are, that you've been listening to me on this great show, and we've been doing this show together. Thank you for all your writings, all your letters that you've been sending. I just want to say thank you. And African Beat will always be your show. And once again, I am David Vandy here on the African Beat, and this is the final day.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Let's take this one right now. We play some music and I will bring you one great interview, and that is by our final guest on the African Beat for today. That is Sir Colin Spratt, known as The Champ, a Sierra Leonean based in the United Kingdom, who has the BEM, the Member of the British Empire Medal from the Queen, and also MOR, the Member of the Order of the Rochelle in Sierra Leone. And he's going to be our final guest on the African Beat, all right? But right now, let's take something really good and let's start shaking our bodies down. Namiyon Densi, the sound of King Masko, and right after that, Time to Party. And then we take a trip to Uganda with Ida V in Mwai. But right now, Namiyon Densi, let's do some Calypso Jam right now with King Masko from Sierra Leone.
We'll be right back.
my party. Man, you're plenty, yo. I said, for this my party. You go chop up plenty, yo. Where my woman? We supposed to the party, yo. No time to check time. Everybody, check it, baby. Check it. Where my mind? Check it. My sister? Check it. Where my baby, yo? Check it. Time to party, yo. Check it. Where my mind? Check it. My sister? Check it. Where my baby, yo? Time to party, yo. Check it. Where my mind? Check it. My sister? Check it. Where my baby, yo?
And Time to Party by Flavor and Diamond Platinums, and Namiyo Ndensi by King Masco of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the final episode, the final edition of the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am yours truly, David Vandy. But like I said, something good is coming, something big is coming, something huge is coming. Just stay around to voaafrica.com. I'll be right back.
Everybody, my name is Gwendoline Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Vandy. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
Welcome back, the African Beat on the Voice of America. And remember, this is the final episode. Complete Man by Bisekere is coming from Ghana featuring Kamido. And right after that, Feeling by Baby Cool and Calm Down by Rima of Nigeria. But Complete Man is our track right now by Bisekere of Ghana.
I couldn't decide on getting married, but now it's you. Miss me, rubber. I'm so nervous, Say I give them all to you. Let them start biting their finger. They can't compare themselves to you. I'm a banya boo, I'm a bayo dream. She won on here. I've waited and waited and waited. All I wanted was who's dedicated. So when you came in the picture, I said I'll stay with you. Now I declare for you. I'm man enough to talk to your siblings and parents and carry you home. Oh. I know say the cocos I go flow. I know they care. I'm putting a ring on your finger, yeah. Girl, you deserve it. Cause you make me a complete man, oh. Oh, you make me a complete man, yeah. Forever and ever, I go share my love with you. Oh, oh, you make my life complete for me, yeah. Don't you give me a share, yeah.
Mother come along, ponya jifa love. I never find another lover like you. Many of them come to confuse my mind, but I'm no fee take your mind away from you. Why you got my shaman on your banana book when low? Nobody be find my love, and I'm addicted to the things you do. Me, whoa, I'm a plane, I'm a queen, baby girl, no, they be a challenge. Them on the street, they see, they no fee touch body. All of the things you gon' see on the internet, oh. Don't let it play with your mind, cause God, I didn't give you my word, yo.
From Sierra Leone, and you're listening to Africa Beats with David Vandy on The Voice of America.
Before you make me my mama, you wanna make you my baby mama. You really make me wanna love it and you do that. Waka waka, she don't roll in her body. We wanna give you everything, mama, see, papa, see, though. And everything about her smiley face, I confess. She captivating my mind, oh. She tell me, send me check her body, yeah. She mess with me with a bigger body, yeah. Me wanna make it evergreen, yeah. My baby fresh and evergreen.
She a ice calypso, my land, oh.
Brother Gucci Gabbana, a lot of people want your body. I know a lot of them are acting funny.
Some say that they want you, they know that we need you, and live life without you.
So give it to me early in the morning when you see me, see me.
Breakfast in bed,
do me, do me.
I go to you from Lagos, we go to Kampala.
Let's get it flow.
Yeah.
She may strip me with a bigger body. Me wanna make it evergreen. My baby fresh and evergreen.
She make me walk your lungs to the temple.
African beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
Nigeria, and before that, Feeling by Bibi Cool of Uganda, and Complete Man by Bisa Kede. You are listening to the final edition of the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away. When I come back, our final interview for this final episode of African Beat will be right here, and Sir Colin Spratt from Sierra Leone, based in the UK, will be my final guest on this final episode of the African Beat on the Voice of America.
What's up, people? This is your boy Kobe Maxwell. You're listening to African Beat with David Van D. Love it, like it, enjoy it.
This is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
All right, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Vandy, but I just want to bring this very, very important person to you, and that is Sierra Leone's legendary, the great Colin Spratt, and he's popularly known as the Champ. Colin Spratt, B-E-M-M-O-R. And we're going to be talking about that. Welcome to the African Beat, Colin.
I feel so welcome. Good to see you. Looking so well.
Oh, my God. Wow. So let's go to this B-E-M-M-O-R.
Okay.
What's that about?
B-E-M is the British Empire Medal, which was decorated by the late Queen Elizabeth of England, the UK. She decorated me with that medal.
Okay. And the M-O-R?
The M-O-R is from the beloved land that we love, the green, white, and blue.
Amen.
Means the member of the Order of the Roquel.
That's right, that's right. Okay, I don't want to say let's go back, but how far back can we go as far as your musical career is concerned?
Whew. 19 long time.
I love that, 19 long time, okay.
19 long time.
So, what is the secret? Because you have been on top of your game for years. People that know you know that whenever Collins or the Champ comes out, we've seen something really good. When it comes to gospel, you're there. When it comes to secular, you're there. You know, you put all of that together, and people do appreciate your kind of music. So what is the secret to that?
It's inspiration. It comes from above. This is why, you know, there's a hymn that says, make you His service, your delight, your want shall be His care. Whatever I do, I put God first, and I just, He just directs me.
That's right, that's right.
So sometimes I'm led by entertainment, other times I'm just led by the scriptures.
And you are the master. When I say, I look at you.
Man,
you play all the instruments. You play the keyboard, you play the saxophone. Have I seen you playing the drums? Which I know you're good at.
Yes,
also,
I play
you play the drums,
yes.
And you build the music. You are an engineer.
Yeah.
Should I call you a master of all of that?
Well, funny you should ask that question. I do you know what I answer to that question? I say, look, I come from a culture where to be taken seriously, you had to play them all, and then people just raised their eyebrows. And in a sense, it is true, because I remember when I was at the Prince of Wales Band in Freetown, I had dreams of being one of the leaders. And the only way you could be a leader, because the task was to teach people to play the trombone or the saxophone or the clarinet or the trumpet, euphonium, and all these other instruments, tuba. So learning them all puts you in good standing. So that's a good place to be.
That's right,
yes.
That's right.
And secret-wise, it's a case of sometimes you just transfer the skills.
And talking about transferring the skills...
Yeah.
I see that you decided to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Giving back, that you went back home to Sierra Leone and actually opened a music school.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
Okay, yes, the Champ Music Academy we're running. We're just off Sir Samuel Lewis. In fact, 13 Sir Samuel Lewis Road. We're there, we teach multi-instruments, and we also do music technology. And we also gear our students and lead them through an academic path. For those who choose to do that, they take exams with the Royal School of Music in the UK, and so far we've had about 8 or 9 entrants in the...
So you mean they take external exams?
They take external exams.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So we've got 8 or 9 who have taken exams. 8 of them got distinctions with the Associated Board of the Royal School of Music.
So what would you say about the class of music today that is coming out of Sierra Leone? When I say the class of music, when you look at the general music that is trending across the globe right now, you know, how would you assess our young upcoming musicians that just jump one morning, get a keyboard and put some few beats together, and they put it out there on YouTube, and they've all become superstars. So when I look at that, I just want to ask you, how do you assess our music level right now?
Interesting question. Do you know what? How many professors are there in the charts? Not sure. But all I know is these guys have a formula that they think works. Sometimes it does. I hear some great songs, but some of them don't last. I think because we're living in an evolving world, things are changing. Some of them really don't last, because in the creative arts, you need to really create thinking about the future. I'm not trying to suppress anybody, but sometimes I really do feel proud of myself. And when some of my songs that are over 30 years old now, when they still play, I say, well, I'm happy I took time to really put creativity in place rather than just follow the trend. Because when you follow the trend and that trend changes, you are lost.
Okay.
So, some good stuff coming up, some new talents. We have lots and lots of talent in Sierra Leone, but I would really encourage them to learn music as a holistic thing, so you're diverse. I met a really lovely saxophonist from Sierra Leone. He's really, really good. And we were having a conversation. He said to me in Creole, he said, "Bra, your music different. You can see, say, your touch is different. I've got that classical feel. I've got that Caribbean feel," because I used to play with a lot of Caribbean bands. And I really developed my sound. And I create inspired by people. And even these days when I create, I wouldn't say directed, but I'm guided by critics. These days I do something, I say, "Look, what do you think?"
I like that, the creativity and...
Cowbell and not there, Cowbell and not there. See, Joker is gonna beat on for the meat temples.
But let me ask you.
Yes.
You have been in this business for quite a long time.
Indeed.
Do we have a brand in Sierra Leone? When I say a brand, mm-hmm. do we have a genre kind of music in Sierra Leone? Because now everybody's jumping to Afrobeat. Mm. Everybody used to jump to High Life. Mm. Everybody used to jump, you know, I can safely say that we have boom.
Yes.
You know, that we're not utilizing
yes.
properly. Yes. Because if we have, as a nation, if we have utilized Bubu music properly, it yes. would have been where Afrobeat is.
Oh, sure.
You know, but sure. do we actually have a brand right now apart from Bubu music?
It's
or a genre that we can say, yes. when somebody listens to it, they say, oh, this is Sierra Leone music.
Yeah.
Do we have it?
The honest truth is, I think we have lost it.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Well, it's a sad question to answer too. But the reality is, we see a lot of people trying to emulate what's happening in Nigeria, which is a good thing. They have a lovely sound, and the young men see it as progressive. But you're right; we are losing our identity. What do you think?
I think the same thing too. I think the same thing too, because I always ask this question
yeah.
about what we have, what we can boast of that is our own. We have young artists from East Africa.
Yes.
They do Afrobeat,
oh, yeah.
but they do it, they fuse it with their own
mm-hmm.
kind of music.
Yep.
But what do we do as Sierra Leoneans?
Yeah.
So what do we fuse the Afrobeat with?
Hmm.
You have a song like Tire, the Nogu Tire.
Mm-hmm.
These are our kind of beats.
Yes.
You know, we have you have a lot of songs there that we can revisit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we don't revisit our songs. We don't go back. I don't know if our young artists don't look at what people like you, people like Bonnie Mack, have done and see how they can revisit and ask your permission to say, hey, Sir Collins, can I use this, your song, and see how we can put it into the modern day?
It appears that they have a difficulty in embracing the pioneers. I believe people like King Masco and I and the late Bonnie, we were pioneers. We pioneered, we took Sierra Leone music to higher heights, but these boys struggled to embrace us. I used to visit, well, I still visit Sierra Leone quite a lot. And these boys, they're aware that we're around, but they won't engage with us. I don't know why. I open up, I perform with them, but they don't engage. And if you don't engage, you don't learn, I don't think. And it's hard when a good legacy you leave in life is what you pass on.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm willing to pass things on. I'm always with the young because they keep you young. Yes,
I love that. The young young.
Yeah, but it's a sad state of affair. It's a sad state of affair.
So I know. This is impromptu, but if you want to talk to them now, like. You want to talk to them about music and about the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would you say to them? If anyone walks up to you and, like you said, they reach out, what would you advise them to do?
My candid advice would be this. Have a plan. Having a plan means think 10 years, think 20 years ahead. What will this sound like? What would my vision for my production sound like in 10 years' time? Step one. Step two. What do I put in this that will give it length of years? That means it will still sound fresh next year. Because so many songs are released, and give them a week or two, we laugh about it.
And they're gone.
Yeah. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Hmm.
So it's all about putting a plan, in my opinion, indeed. Putting a plan in place that has longevity. You see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
It's about the planning. If you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, techno did this song, oh, I'm going to do similar, I feel you've lost it.
Okay.
Because you're just a follow pattern.
Okay.
If you're just a follow pattern with no plan and, like you say, not thinking of the lingua that you're going to use, because if you use the lingua, then folks might relate to it. And also put other ingredients in there that makes it your sound. Makes it your sound. If you have a sound, you will go places.
When you talked about that, you know, before the great Bonnie Mack passed, I had an opportunity to talk to him. Mm. And the song Let Me Love You,
yes.
You see that there is so many remixes coming out.
Oh, yes.
And the latest one from Flavor.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to him, I asked him, I say, these people that are remixing your song, mm-hmm. What are you getting out of it? He looked at me and said, David, he said, let them use it. He said, but, he said, you cannot use my voice. He said, you cannot use my voice without, first of all, talking to me. He said, if you want to use my, I think by then, Wale, a Nigerian rapper yes. in America here, yeah. did it.
Yeah.
And he said, Wale actually called him.
Yes.
He called him
yes.
and he featured
I'm
him on
that.
The song. You're
yes,
aware of that.
I'm aware of
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And he featured him on the song. I said, well, then, you know, that sounds great. But like you said, I think we have to do better.
Mm.
Because when you're talking about preserving our culture, preserving our music, it's like our dress.
Mm.
I ask myself, what is our cultural attire?
Yeah.
What is our cultural outfit?
Yeah. And to digress, Bonnie had a plan. He put his plan in his music.
That's right.
And it's living on.
It's living on.
It's living on. Everybody wants to do a cover
and
version
that,
of
it. That is why, you know, people say he's a Nigerian.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I fought with people. I said, no, don't tell me that, my friend.
Yes.
Bonnie Mack is not a Nigerian. Come on now. Why? Because Let Me Love You made the first big hit in Nigeria when the song first came out.
Yes.
No, but he's not.
With reason.
You know. But I want to say a very big thank you for...
Well, thank you for bringing... I didn't expect to be here today, but I mean, here I am. Hello, folks. Love you lots. Thank you.
This is great. And we're going to have more time to look at some of the other aspects. And I want to talk more about the school
yes.
next time when we meet, because we want to encourage more young people
yes.
to make use of that opportunity, because it's not just jumping up and say you can sing, you're a musician. You have
yes.
to learn
yes.
different things,
yes.
you know, that will make, you know, there was this boy, I don't know if it is Kiss Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss Daniel said he didn't know how to produce.
Mm.
And so he had to wait longer time, whilst other artists would come. And when they have already produced their song, they'll just bring it to say, and they will look at it and they will listen to it and say, oh, this is good. There's just one or two touches. So he will have to spend more time.
Yes.
waiting
yes.
before they will come to him.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he do? He went back and started learning how to produce.
Yep.
Produce and that and that. And now he produces it himself
yeah.
and bring it and everybody say, oh,
that's
well,
right.
this is good.
That's
and he has worked on that. He has worked on his craft. I think that is what we don't work on,
mm.
our craft.
Yeah,
we don't have the time to practice.
Yeah.
I have seen our artists go on stage. They don't practice. So they cannot even do two songs.
Wow.
They talk more than the songs that they perform.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Practice makes perfect.
Of course. That's how musicians
that's how that's how
practice.
You do.
Yeah.
Because for any time you go on stage, people are expecting to see a wow factor. Oh, he did not this. Wow, this is... I remember this particular thing that he did.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't practice, you go up there, it's like you're just going to be just somebody holding the mic. You know. But anyway, thank you so much. And,
thank you.
I look forward to having you again, and we can have a better discussion here.
Oh, certainly.
All right.
That's a firm grip of friendship.
That's right. That's right. This is The Voice of America, and I am David Vandy, and my guest today has been Sir Colin Spratt, BEMMOR, a.k.a. The Champ. Well, that's it. Thank you so very much, Sir Colin Spratt, the champ of Sierra Leone and in the UK. Thank you for granting us that final interview on the final episode of the African Beats right here on The Voice of America. Well, to all of you out there again across the continent, I want to say thank you. Thank you. You've been with me since 2006 to date. I say thank you, and we have enjoyed this journey together. And for those who we lost along the way, we want to say, may your souls rest in perfect peace. This is David Vandy, and something big is coming, something huge is coming, something real is coming. Till we meet again on another day for another show, I am David Vandy here on The Voice of America, bringing the cutting down on the African beat on The Voice of America.
Le riche ne prête son argent, sa villa et sa voiture.